What would you do in this situation, going up next week against Carolina and Julius Peppers, just because Romo, and I believe in mobile quarterbacks, I believe that the plays are never going to be perfectly executed every time. I believe that Drew Bledsoe is vulnerable when there is extra pressure. But would you go to Romo at this time?
I think they have to, just because, you know, he gives them an opportunity to move the pocket and do some different things. You know, Lynn made some fantastic points, Nick, but I think the one point that everybody is really not paying a whole lot of attention to is that, you know, a running game is a quarterback's best friend. And when you look at teams that struggle to protect the quarterback, whether it be the Dallas Cowboys, whether it be the Arizona Cardinals, no matter who it is, the most glaring problem with these offenses is the fact that they can't keep defenses honest by running the football. They have not run the ball well, and when you don't run the ball well early in the game, and more importantly, when you get behind, you put your offense in a situation where the defense is not respecting even when you run the ball, and they're going to get pressure. And if that's the case, okay, when I look at the Dallas Cowboys, you know, they've always been a running team. You know, under Bill Parcells, he's always been a running team, and you know, we're going to pass the ball off the run. Well, I think, you know, they're going to have to reevaluate how they do things. I think early in the game, they're going to have to throw the ball more on first down, take some, you know, some short passes and try to, you know, create second and short, third and short situations instead of running the ball on first down in a predictable manner, because a lot of teams are walking down in the eight-man fronts and putting them in situations where they're making it more difficult, making a situation more difficult than it already is. So, you have to look at all of those dynamics. You know, you can't protect your quarterback if you don't run the football. And those things, you know, really go hand in hand. When you look at the successful teams, they run the ball well, and, you know, conversely, you know, they're able to throw the ball well.